This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Pentagon is reassessing the size of the U.S. force in Iraq, though a spokesman says it is unlikely the review will lead to a recommendation for more troops. Two more American soldiers were killed in separate incidents in Baghdad today. They are the latest casualties from a series of guerrilla attacks.
Meantime, today, American authorities in Iraq announced they'll introduce a new currency in October, one that does not have Saddam Hussein's likeness on the bills. And in the Iraqi capital, members of a new city council met for the first time. They gathered in an ornate marble and wood chamber used by the old regime. Paul Bremer, the head of the U.S.-led administration, called it an historic occasion, as important as the day the war ended. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
It was more symbol than substance as 37 Iraqis chosen at neighborhood councils around the city gathered for the first meeting of the Baghdad City Council. The formal dress included religious turbans, tribal robes, and business suits. Four women took their seats. Most had never had a role in government before. Adnan Abdul Shahad, a college graduate, is now out of work.
I'm elected by my people to find any solutions for their problems, for their life. Because now we are living, all the Iraqi people, a very difficult life.
Satisfying the needs of Baghdad is a big job. Electric power outages continue. There are water shortages. Unemployment is rampant. This council has only an advisory role.
Today marks the resumption of a democratic system for Baghdad, which has not been here for 30 years.
Paul Bremer, head of the U.S.-led administration, said it was the most important day since coalition forces liberated Iraq from Saddam Hussein.
You have courageously volunteered for public service at a time when malicious people in Baghdad represent a threat to the peace-loving citizens of this wonderful city.
The council chairman opened the meeting as heavily armed American troops kept guard. With the guerrilla war heating up, Iraqis have come under violent attack for cooperating with the Americans. Just this past weekend, seven Iraqi police recruits died in a bomb blast. Employees of the National Electric Authority have also been killed. Dr. Khaled Mirza, a periodontist and the council chairman, says he volunteered for the job and made it clear he was no American puppet.
I think a person who excuses me, he must be crazy. To see someone who is patriotic doing a good job for the people, I am realistic in seeing that that there is an American occupation, that we have to make the best out of this situation.
American officials have said it is too early to have direct national elections, although some Iraqi officials handpicked by the American-led coalition have had to be removed for corruption or ties with the old regime. The new Baghdad City Council is a test of American intentions, says political scientist Wamid Nathmi. Results could bring more Iraqi participation.
I don't condemn other people. I said, look, if you brought us something good, we will applaud you. If you didn't bring us something good, there is a time limit for you. You could resign, or you could say, well, we have noble intentions, but the Americans turn us down.
Many Iraqis say the lack of a national government is one of their main frustrations. A National Governance Council, selected by the American-led administration, is expected to be announced in the next 2 weeks. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.